don't get hacked too hard, or cheerful advice for the security-minded. Preface. We now live in the age of hacking artificial intelligence. All the troublemakers out there are using artificial intelligence to write trouble. Oh yes. I give a lot of advice to learn programming, and some years ago it was perfectly safe to rely on third-party modules. Today things are different, but this isn't just about those modules getting hacked and hacking your system. In the age of AI, you shouldn't need third-party modules. You need to study them, tell your AI to help you understand them, and then use your AI to recreate them. Create local, secure versions. Now, I will always urge you to learn programming because of how powerful you become. But you have to be extra safe. This is the age of hacking machines, and you have to get serious. Now, on to don't get hacked too hard. Do not install things that have not been installed by other users. Do not be the first. Do not install software that has only been around for a few weeks. Do not use your normal phone for internet browsing and app installation. Big no-no. Get a second phone, or use your old phone via the internet hotspot feature. Please, get ready to own multiple devices, some meant for general internet use, some just for billing, some for government stuff like medical insurance, which may force you to use a camera and move around your room. You definitely want to keep that separate. Back up your photos to memory sticks. Get a USB hub for your phone so that you can stick memory sticks in there. And good luck figuring out the UI. Use generated passwords. Make sure that they are random. Never make up your own password. And save passwords in such a way that you can reset your phone and still mostly log back into everything. Please, do not get attached to free online services. They are not attached to you. You may trigger security alerts and have your account banned. Your online accounts are not a safe place to store your data, especially things like work or your jobs. You may get banned before you get hacked. Big trouble. I repeat, save your data because you must be able to reset your device. Not reboot, but actually factory reset your phones because you will not know what is infected where. This is especially true for phones that chose to close their operating systems. And there are usually a couple of them in there. Reset isn't even guaranteed to work. Obviously, powerful AI is working really hard to write viruses that survive factory resets. Stuff like this happened recently on PCs. Please remember, multiple devices, so that once you get hacked in one place, you still have a machine that you are reasonably sure isn't infected. Learn to use virtual machines. They are a simulated computer within a real computer. This is the path I chose for whoever needs a login, and I never do anything there. I never look something up. It helps that a virtual machine is a little bit slower than the computer. I use VirtualBox, As a bonus, you rarely have to log into everything or fill out the passwords. If you are a more advanced user, containerize everything. Oh, yes, you do. Give yourself a combustion sandbox where you can freely run stuff like NPM if you really must. Please, really ask your AI to redo third-party modules. Now, for the hard part. This is difficult. You are going to build a business out of security. This is especially important if you are young. Your finest and perhaps happiest feature will be an online email service that you code in a single weekend. Here you sign up your relatives and then begin monitoring access, because this is not a real mail service. This is a honeypot. If you find grandma has checked her email, oh boy, that means she got hacked. It means credentials got leaked and sold. And she needs to reset her phone, because that's where the login information to get into the honeypot was. Perhaps your most challenging service will also be most useful. It is a set-top box, a small router that filters things so hard, and I mean it, that almost nothing works. And forget about logging in anywhere. When you configure a computer to use it, you will only be able to receive text, images, video, audio, and maybe some downloads. It is basically internet in website reader mode. It's a markdown internet. This will be a very nice starting point for your company. Here, you can sell plugins that do log in to external services via API and extract the raw data, and then again, convert it to text. Present the text instead of the real website. Because ads are a powerful attack vector, there are no ads here. There is no third-party content. Just text. Just simplicity. And you should definitely offer a no JavaScript mode by default. My own website is JavaScript free, and there are very few limiting factors when creating such apps. You do have to use creativity, though. Please invest most of your development time in logging and information tools. These will help you catch infections and display them on a dashboard somewhere. Imagine a dentist's office getting hacked. Their private room just turns red from alerts on a large TV screen. They see honeypot alerts, deep packet inspection alerts, revealing that at least unusual traffic is occurring, or maybe passwords are being transferred. I will close with a prediction of how I will get hacked. Encrypted JavaScript will be stored and executed from an icon, just like a little picture that you have in your browser. And it will be an icon that one of my ad blockers uses, and nobody will notice it for days. But you know, I am ready. I have nothing worth stealing. Even outside of my computers, there's nothing here. The few passwords that I have for my email, which I absolutely do not trust, and then the couple of paid services, which I'm about to cancel again, they're on a memory stick in an encrypted form. I'm still learning the encryption workflow, but it is not a breakable encryption. It's just a tiny little file. Now, please be serious about this. This is the age of artificial intelligence, so network security is now an actual concern. Just this morning, I've read that the old school Telnet services have a really old bug. And Telnet is being used in electronic devices everywhere, like the older ones, you know? The exploit is spectacular. You can easily log in as administrator. That is scary stuff. That's been around for over a decade. It's just been discovered. If you have a computer, start worrying about security. This is just the sign of modern times. Until we figure out or rethink network security, computers will be vulnerable everywhere. Right now, we don't really have a solution. I think the smartest people are just talking to banks about creating systems that revert everyone's money or something like that. They don't even try to fix the software. Everything needs to be rethought from scratch. That's really my final serious piece of advice for you. Delete everything that you are not using, sign up for the gym, and for the love of lizard people, don't install their app. Now, this is not the end of this text, because I saved the bestest best for last. I will close with the following question and app idea. Why should your grandma only leak her social security and boring old 401k plan when you can help her leak, quote, her real identity, unquote? Was grandma a classy hussy in the 80s? Is she interested in becoming one? Back then, not today. Because that should be a checkbox in your killer app. She just needs to upload a picture of her face, and your AI will create a past that the hacking AI will assume is true, and thus protect somewhat the identity, the real identity. It will blur it. Was Grandpa a secret agent in the 60s? Yeah, baby. Was Dad involved in the moon landing cover-ups in the 70s? Is that why he's so weird and seemingly from Mars today? Was Uncle working hard to provide for his family in the 80s? Yep, nothing to see there. Normal person. Was your aunt a famous belly dancer in Bolivia in the 90s? Does she still practice today because she's receiving massive amounts of money from all the royalty payments? Has 2020 took a toll on you when you discovered that the governments have been in really weird contact with lizard people? Checkbox, checkbox, and checkbox. Please, keep grandmother's doctored photos from the 80s private, but do remind her that it does not take an actual hack to leak them. She can be anyone she wants.